The makers of Camel cigarettes present Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective. People smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
The reasons behind Camel's great popularity are flavor and mildness. Smoke only Camels for 30 days and see how rich and flavorful Camels are pack after pack. See how mild they are, how well they get along with your throat week in and week out. Then you'll know why Camels are America's most popular cigarette.
Here transcribed is Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell.
In my business, nearly every case I get mixed up in has some kind of an interesting angle. If it isn't some woman who spotted a neighbor floating bodies in his bathtub, or a lonely husband who got lonely because he disposed of his wife with a meat axe, then it might be a case like the one I got mixed up in last week.
Mr. Richard Diamond?
I agreed with him, watched him close the door and walk into my office. I looked, closed my eyes, looked again. I made up my mind I wasn't having hallucinations. He couldn't have weighed more than 140, a kindly face that supported a sad sort of a smile. He was dressed well, and his actions seemed perfectly normal. But there was one little thing that bothered me. He was a good 8 feet tall.
You seem a little disturbed, Mr. Diamond.
Oh, it's nothing, no. Just a high fever. About 110, I'd say.
You've noticed something out of the ordinary?
Oh, no.
I work for a carnival, Mr. Diamond.
Oh?
My name is Adam Rayburn. I'm billed as the thinnest man in the world.
And you must come close to being the tallest.
7 feet 11 in my stocking feet.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Mr. Rayburn. What can I do for you?
I wish to hire you.
I charge $100 a day in expenses.
Well, that's agreeable.
$100 in advance. That's just so I won't have to take time off from your trouble and sell some of my steel stock.
Here's $100.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rayburn. You are now the proud owner of a pedigreed private detective.
I suppose you'd like to know about my problem.
Well, it's cheaper than letting me guess.
There's a girl who works at the carnival. Her name is Rowena.
Rowena?
Professional name. You've heard of her?
Oh, yeah. She's a dancer, isn't she?
That's right. We've been in love for some time. Oh, she's a wonderful girl. Beautiful. All that any man
I watched him talk
ever...
about her, and I swallowed a big lump in my throat. Adam Rayburn, almost 8 feet tall, was reminiscing about his love with all the sincerity of a handsome Romeo. I'd seen Rowena, and I could certainly understand why the skinny guy had it bad. But being a pretty practical guy myself, Adam just didn't look like the type a girl like Rowena would go for. But I always say you never know about some things.
She's in trouble, Mr. Diamond.
Oh, what kind of trouble, Adam?
Oh, that's why I came to you. I don't know, and she won't tell me. She won't let me help her. But it's obvious whatever trouble she's got in is more than she can handle.
And you want me to find out what it is?
Yes.
Well, I'll do my best.
Oh, thank you. It's very important to me.
He told me about the carnival and where I could find Rowena. He also warned me that if Rowena found out, she would be more than mildly unhappy. He thanked me again, shook my hand, and went out of the office. I closed up, went home, and napped until 6. Then I headed for the carnival.
Hey, step right up on the inside. It is the most amazing spectacle ever to be witnessed in this hemisphere. Lungo the Gorilla Boy captured
it's
in the wild.
High boy, fast, safe, sensational ride. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, ride the high boy. Only a dime, fast, safe, sensational ride.
Carnival, colorful, gaudy, fascinating if you're 5 or 50. You get initiated when you're a kid and you never forget it.